Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. Now 77 degrees, 630 here on this Tuesday morning. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is investigating the drowning death of a man who fled from police on an ATV. The KBI says the man drowned in the Verdigris River in Montgomery County Friday. The chase began with South Coffeyville, Oklahoma police were told an ATV stolen Thursday night from the Montgomery County Fair was seen on US 169 headed toward the Oklahoma border. The dead man's name has not been released.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will consider a request to issue $53 million in bonds to Presbyterian Manor. The senior living facility wants to refinance debt and make improvements. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
They go out and find people to actually finance that bond. And so there's no risk to the city on those.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Wichita police arrested 58-year-old James Johnson on numerous charges. Officer Charlie Davidson says early Saturday Johnson was spotted at Kellogg and Mays driving a pickup truck eastbound in the westbound lanes of Kellogg.
A responding officer located the vehicle and was struck by Johnson as the officer attempted to avoid a head-on collision. Johnson continued driving and struck the center median before coming to a stop near Kellogg and Meridian.
Johnson was booked into jail for aggravated battery, drunk driving, a DUI citation after a second conviction, hit and run, driving the wrong way, and driving on an expired driver's license.
A motorist led police on a pursuit from southeast Wichita into the north part of town. Officer Davidson says it happened Sunday night when two officers at Kellogg and Oliver spotted a stolen car from a carjacking case.
The officers attempted to stop the vehicle when the driver refused to stop, accelerated, and fled from police. A vehicle pursuit ensued to the 1900 block of North End, Minnesota, where the vehicle was stopped with the assistance of the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office.
A 21-year-old man was arrested for possession of methamphetamines and marijuana, fleeing from police, and a previous case of aggravated robbery.
The president of a company that saw Kansas cancel its grant for a public elementary school literacy program is disputing the reasons state officials are giving for the action.
Andrew Heisel told reporters Monday that he believes the Kansas Department of Children and Families is retaliating against Washington-based Heisel and Wagner for refusing to agree to changes after signing a grant extension in late June. The department announced Friday it had ended the Reading Roadmap grant that began in 2014 and once was worth more than $9 million annually. The department said it found questionable spending and a failure to control administrative expenses.
That money was spent on Kansas children. That was spent on running the program.
Heisel said the claims are false and accused the department of abusing its authority. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Planned Parenthood says it's going to forego federal funding rather than stay in line with a new Trump administration rule that the pro-choice group says is unnecessary and a dangerous gag rule. Fox's David Spunt explains.
Planned Parenthood said goodbye to tens of millions in funding. The organization argues that leaving the program and losing millions is a lot better than complying with a Trump administration rule barring discussion about abortion. Earlier this year, the Department of Health and Human Services put new rules into effect that prohibit those receiving Title X funds from discussing or providing or referring patients for abortion. Now, the exceptions, a medical emergency, incest, or rape.
Planned Parenthood and other pro-choice advocates have been saying that the new rules from the Trump administration would have a severe impact, especially on low-income women.
Police in Oklahoma City are searching for a man who they say shot a Taco Bell employee through the drive-through window. Shooting happened early Saturday at a Taco Bell near Northwest 23rd Street and North May Avenue. Police say the customer and the employee got into some kind of verbal altercation, and when the customer pulled up to the window, he got out of his vehicle, shot the employee in the leg. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Yesterday we hit 99 degrees in Wichita. We may get right back in the same spot again today as oppressive heat will be in place. A heat advisory goes into effect this afternoon near 99, possibly even 100. The heat index 105 to 110. A few thunderstorms may move in after midnight. Our low 75. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 8 miles per hour, 77 degrees. Today is Tuesday, August 20th, 2019, Steve and Ted in the morning, and on this date in 2017, 2 years ago, comedian Jerry Lewis died of natural causes in Las Vegas. He was 91 years old, and there's a guy who spent his entire life entertaining people and loved to do it, and he was 100% ham.
Yep.
And he was considered to be, I don't know here, and of course, he would do anything for a laugh, and he just most of the time just completely missed the mark with me. I didn't know. When he was young, he was doing Dean Martin's thing. I thought he was kind of funny. But
yeah, that was a...
But other than that, I didn't get it. Now, having said that, I saw him do a couple of dramatic things that I thought were very good. I thought when he just stopped that crap and just went in the camera, I thought he was pretty good.
I agree with you.
Pretty good actor.
100% on all that.
Yeah. And what was he, big in France? Was that it?
Yeah, apparently revered by the French.
Oh, well. Anyway, I think he was a treasure.
No, he's very talented.
He was a treasure to have.
Yeah.
So, Jerry Lewis. A Florida woman got a colorful but unwanted surprise when she picked up her dog from a grooming session. The Palm Beach Post reports Grazila Puelo's golden doodle, named Lola, was scheduled for a buzz cut and teeth cleaning recently at a Lake Worth grooming center. When Puelo picked up the dog, its eyebrows and tail were shaved and dyed neon green, and its ears were neon pink. The dog's underside was left pink from the close cut, which caused an infection that had to be treated by a vet.
Gosh.
Amore's Pet Salon Dog Grooming Dare Care Boarding Spa owner Raquel Adams says they thought Lola was missing something and wanted to beautify the dog. And they darn near killed it. They almost killed Lola, the golden doodle. How about that? And with a nice...
I smell a lawsuit.
Shall we stay in Florida for one more story?
Well, of course.
Why not? When a knife-wielding Florida woman tried to rob a Family Dollar store, the cashier said, "Not today," while another employee locked the door until deputies arrived. A Manatee County Sheriff's arrest report says 27-year-old Brittany Rodriguez was taken into custody without incident at the Bradenton store Sunday night. The arrest report says Rodriguez entered the store, selected some items, and approached the cashier. That's when investigators say she pulled the knife and pointed it at the cashier. When the deputies entered the store, they say Rodriguez threw a knife to the floor. She was arrested. The Bradenton Herald reports Rodriguez has a lengthy arrest record dating to 2012. So she pulled the knife, and the lady behind the counter said, "Not today." Wow.
Hey, when somebody tries to rob a dollar store, that's exactly what you should give them.
Yeah, a dollar?
There's
a dollar.
Here you go.
Leave now. You leave now. Ted, just a quick comment on, if I can, or just sharing some opinions on these. Gosh, it looks like we're starting to shoot gang members just about as one or two a day, it seems like. I mean, there's a lot of gunplay going on in Wichita right now. You've been covering, of course, the police department and their briefings on this. And was this one yesterday, last night? I'm not sure that was gang-related. But, you know, it's still somebody's shot and killed, and then another day later, somebody else is shot and killed. And, gosh, I know that Chief Ramsey's just pulling his hair out. How can we get this stopped? They're trying about everything they can think of, but, wow, a lot of violence going on out there. And you got these groups in the northeast part, different citizens groups trying to band together.
Yeah, trying to.
Very frustrating.
When you got
gangs
feuding.
And then they had
not an easy solution.
They had that roundup the other day and rounded up hundreds of them. But they're still out there.
It seems like no matter how much of that happens, there's still violence.
Wow. All right. Well, all our best to our friends at the police department to get this under control. But, you know, it's got to stop. I probably won't stop it, but I hope it gets a little better. Maybe we can have an impact. 6:38, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The trading Monday was a positive for both the live cattle and the feeder cattle futures. The closes were also mostly positive, but they were near the lows of the session. Last week, the cattle slaughtered was 9,000 head more than the previous week, even with the Holcomb beef plant idle. Now, the five area feed yards cash cattle trade last week was nearly 16,000 head less than the previous week, and the average steer price was $5.69 lower. Yesterday, the lean hogs reversed from last Friday's downside and closed positive with triple-digit gains. On the close yesterday, October live cattle, 17 cents higher, 98.22. October feeder cattle, 32 cents higher, 133.17. And October lean hogs, $2.02 higher, 64.02. Now, the grains and soybean futures Monday experienced a trading session of low volume and negative trading and negative closes. Fund selling weighed on price action yesterday, and Monday was the first day of the Pro Farmer Crop Tour. They found an average crop size of 154 bushels on corn in Ohio and a low pod count of soybeans at 764. Now, this compared to last year, Ohio produced almost 180 bushels per acre and had a pod count of 1,248. South Dakota, they found 154 bushel per acre, also a pod count of about 833. Last year, they had 178 bushels and a pod count of 1,025. At the moment, we're looking at September Casey wheat up a quarter of a penny at 391.5. December corn up 4 cents at 378.5. November soybeans up 7.5 at 874. September crude oil trading 30 cents lower this morning, 55.91. December gold $5.20 higher, $1,516.90. September S&P up a point at 29.24¾. September dollar index 5 cents higher, 98.27. And September Dow Jones futures up 14 points at 26,132. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
And I've confessed to you, I wasn't paying attention a moment ago, but I heard you using the term pod count. What you're talking about pods like in the Invasion of the Body Snatchers? They were those people.
Not quite. A little different than that. We're talking about the pods that hang on the soybean plant, which inside the pods is where you find the beans.
Oh, it's like a bean pod then, huh?
Yeah, it kind of like, you know, if you got a garden and you grow peas,
okay.
More than peas.
All right, so we do podcasts here. Would that be because we're full of beans then?
I won't step into that, but I got a feeling there's plenty of opinions about
that. You're giving me some farm stuff here, but I think it's kind of high tech, too. The farmers go.
Podcasts is a way, Steve, they actually try to determine what kind of a soybean crop they have before it gets far enough along that he can tell the size of the beans and the pods and
okay,
so forth.
Right.
Like that.
I got it. I mean, I'm dumb, but I'm not hopelessly stupid. I was trying to have a little fun with you there. But
I know. I got something to tell you on a more serious note. A person that you know in the radio business this morning announced his retirement.
Really? You?
Kelly Lenz at WIBW announced his retirement this morning. Be effective this Thursday after 41 years of being a farm broadcaster.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, that's good for him. Doggone it.
Yes. He said he was starting to finally get tired of those early morning get-ups.
What a wimp. Only 41 years and he's bailing out. No, our best to Kelly. I've heard of Kelly. I don't know him, but I've heard of him. And all our best to him. Ready to go.
Fantastic.
And when you get more than 11 years in the business, maybe you can think about it, okay?
I'm thinking about it. I'll probably get fired before I can retire.
We'll see what we can do to help you out with that, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Tom. You know, the Honor Flight is it's a movie presented by Sunflower Home and Health Hospice. Maybe you heard it a minute ago. It's gonna show September 9th at the Regal Warren East 20. It's a heartwarming documentary about four living World War II veterans and a Midwest community coming together to give them a trip of a lifetime. I have a pair of tickets. In fact, I've got four pair we're going to be giving away, but I've got a pair of tickets right now. If you'd like to go, give us a call at 869-1330. 869-1330. Again, this will be showing 6:30 p.m. September 9th, Honor Flight, the movie at Warren East. If you'd like to go, call now, 869-1330. 640, Steve and Ted, keep it up for Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Who gets the least from Social Security? Don Grant coming up, Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your
your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.